You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful new year. I hope everything that you wish for this new year, you will receive. So let's get right into it. Before I actually start my program, I had a whole different topic I wanted to talk about this week. A whole different topic. But I woke up Saturday morning to headlines and reports circulating that the Trump administration had captured Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Whether fully confirmed or not, the fact that this story is even believable tells you everything about the moment we are living in. It signals power, projection, dominance, and willingness to move aggressively when strategic interests are on the line. Now, let me get right into it, okay? So I will tell you this, right? Democratic Party, Democrats, I really believe, and this is my own personal opinion, right? You're out of luck, Democrats. You think winning a few seats back in November will get you over the top? But it seems to me that Donald Trump is a few steps ahead of you. You think the midterms are in the bag, Democrats? Well, they're not. Despite what this man does, he always finds a way to win. You cannot stop him. And in the midterms, he doesn't need to win every House seat or every Senate seat, just enough to keep his numbers. All I see Democrats do is come on TV and complain or send tweets. That's it. I have no faith in Congress right now, none. I really believe that Congress, to me, is very weak, right? They're letting the President of the United States do what they want to do with no accountability. Remember Hitler and how he got absolute power. Lawmakers bowed the knee and handed him authority. And I see the same thing, the same warning signs forming now. You're being reactive instead of being proactive. And I'm just a voter with common sense watching this all unfold. Knowing Congress will do nothing to stop it, right? That's my own personal opinion. I feel that Congress is not going to do nothing to stop what Donald Trump is doing, right? A lot of them, they come on TV, like I said earlier, and talk, I feel though that the only thing they're doing is complaining, right? The Democratic Party complaining. The Republican Party is agreeing with things that Trump is doing, right? Agreeing with him publicly. But I guarantee behind the scenes, a lot of them are not saying anything, right? Congress, what is the purpose of Congress if they can't reel the president in, huh? I'm not just talking about just Trump alone. Previous administrations too, when it comes to Biden, when it comes to Obama, all of those other presidents, former presidents in the past, Reagan, all of them, right? Seem like Congress, well, what the purpose of we as taxpayers paying this salary when Congress is not really doing anything, right? But, you know, when I was watching the news, though, with the Venezuelan people, yeah, there's a few that's upset. But there's a lot of Venezuelans that are very, very happy that this man is out of power. A lot of them, right? Now, one thing I don't understand, right? The one that's the regular Venezuelan citizens, right, who are upset that this man is out of power. I don't get it. They would rather have a dictator to rule their country. Shouldn't they be happy to? You know what I mean? Because watching the news, you know, ever since they've been having dictators in this country, the damn economy collapsed, right? Well, I think a lot of people want to flee to other countries. Huh? Why do you think that? You understand me? So I just don't understand. You know what I mean? Like some people just love dictators, man. Love to have dictators around. I don't get it. I don't understand. But for the masses, though, you know what I mean? If that's what you want, you know what I mean? You're happy about it, I'm happy for you. Despite of what the rest of the United States government think against Donald Trump, right? You know what I mean? Which we're going to get into it. You know, you understand me, right? Despite what the rest of the government think, that, you know what I mean? Because the Venezuelan people, man, they need to be free, right? Free. And any people across the world need to be free from dictatorship. Because only people that's getting the money is the people that's in those offices, right? That those leaderships, right? While their people are suffering. You know what I mean? And to be honest with you, yeah, right now people might be mad about what Donald Trump did. But to be honest with you, though, you know, if it's done right, you know what I mean? And start creating jobs for those people over there in Venezuela, you know, within a few years from now, who knows, man? Who knows what can happen? When I think about places like South Korea, right? I guarantee when the military started coming to South Korea in the beginning, back in the 1950s, you know, I guarantee a lot of people probably wasn't happy back then. You understand me? And it took a long time. And then after a while, you know what I mean, the South Korean economy started booming. Everyone started around the 1980s, man. The South Korean economy started booming. Because I really believe because we had an American presence there. Right? That's how I feel. You understand me? And not only just American presence there, right? When we're in South Korea, look how many people was employed because of the United States military. How many Koreans have been employed living a nice, comfortable life over there, right? Driving nice cars, Korean cars over there, living nice apartments. You know what I mean? You understand me? Living nice apartments over there in Korea. You see what I'm saying? Because I really believe it's because the United States military was over there. Look at even with Germany. We got military bases in Germany. Same thing. You know what I mean? Now, I know it's a little bit different in Venezuela because from what I see, you know, in Venezuela, you know, they have a lot of gangs. But they got gangs everywhere, you know what I'm saying? A lot of bad apples. I get it. You know what I mean? But, you know, I do believe if it's done right, though, you know, they could build some bases there. They could build some a couple military bases there, you know, and hire the local nationals, give some of them jobs, you know, because that's all people want, to be able to have jobs to feed their family. Despite of what people think, Donald Trump is all they get old. Okay, we're going to get into all of that, right? But I'm just saying, though, you know what I mean? With you know, United States military presence, right, there, a lot of those locals, man, eventually could get jobs, man, if the United States government does the right thing by the people of the Venezuelan, by Venezuelan people. I really believe that, you know what I mean, if they do the right thing, though, you know what I mean? And think about it, right? I remember, you know back in the day when America was in Panama, back in the day. And I guarantee in the beginning of that, too, when American soldiers was in Panama, a lot of Panamanian probably didn't like that either, right? And in the beginning, it probably was very dangerous. And after a while, things started settling down. Man, I've talked to like old school leadership when I first came in 2001, right? And these guys who I talked to back probably joined the military in the late 80s, early 90s. So a lot of them was like on the way out of the military, retiring and stuff like that. A lot of them that told me, man, that when they were stationed in Panama, they had a blast. They had a good time. You know what I mean? Because one thing about soldiers, you know what I mean? Because I'm a retired soldier. Yeah, we're going to work hard. We're going to do our thing. But we also like to have fun as well. You know what I mean? And we also like to do safely, right? 99% of us like to do things very safe, right? We're having fun. You know what I mean? Even like when you go off base, bringing your bad butter with you, you know what I'm saying, one of your co-workers with you, just in case if something happened, you know what I mean, always be vigilant, stuff like that, right? But every now and then you hear about cases, that bad case that happened to soldiers, though. You see what I'm saying? But for the most part, though, man, I think it could be a good thing, you know? And another thing, too, right? I'm thinking, let's say next 2-3 years, America is still in Venezuela, which I believe they still will be in Venezuela, right? And all the Democrats that's talking trash now about Donald Trump, and then we get a Democratic Congress, and then if we get a Democratic president, right, what will they do? Will they pull the soldiers all off there in Venezuela? I bet you they won't. Look at Iraq, right? Iraq started Iraq invasion started under a Republican president. And then when we finally got a Democratic president in Obama, right? And I guarantee those people were talking trash. Where are the weapon of mass destruction? Where is this? Where is that? See what I'm saying? But when we got a Democratic president, nothing happened. We still stayed in Iraq. All the way until what? 2020 something? Right? We still stayed in Iraq. And you know what I'm saying? Granted, we probably couldn't just pull out of Iraq at that damn time. Just like that. But were there an effort for the new Democratic president to pull out? So they're talking trash all day. But I guarantee, America, at least for a while, America is not going nowhere. They're probably going to be in Venezuela for the next 10 years. watch what I tell you. They're probably going to be in Venezuela for the next 10 years, right? Soaking up the oil and all of that crap. You understand me, right? That's what I feel anyway. You know what I mean? The only thing I say, though, despite of what people think, this could be a good thing, though, man. I really believe it could be a really good thing for the Venezuelan people, as long as the American government do right by these people, since their own leadership couldn't do right by them, right? You see what I'm saying? Own leadership couldn't do right by them. You know what I mean? And when they do right by them, because I know right now, America is going to build at least a minimum of one major military base over there, right? You know what I mean? Where they're going to build like hospitals on base, you see what I'm saying? Where they could hire nurses and doctors, not only local nurses and doctors, but nurses and doctors all over the world, from America, from England, everywhere, Africa, everywhere, right? To come and work on base. Mechanics, you see what I'm saying? Because with their military vehicles, they're going to need mechanics, civilian mechanics to work on those military vehicles, people that do supply, all kind of logistics, all kind of stuff, man. You see what I'm saying? So let's see how everything play out, right? I know right now it just happened a day ago, right? Just one day ago. But before the rest of us as American citizens, let Congress all them talk trash, because they're going to do it all anyway. Let us see how things play out before we really come to judgment, right? Because me, I'm not a Donald Trump fan, but at the same time, too, I ain't lying to you. I'm not mad at this. I'm not really mad at it. I'm not. Why? You know what I'm saying? It's not like my pockets is going to be less, right? You understand me? So why should I be mad at it, man? As long as America, which I don't think as a whole, America is not going to just, you know what I'm saying, do anything bad to the Venezuelan citizen like that. You know what I mean? I really do believe, man. That's one thing about America, man. Despite of what people think, right? Right? If they're in other people's country, they're going to take care of their citizen, man. America will. Look at South Korea. Trust me. Look at Germany. Italy. Where we have been, right? You see what I'm saying? We do take care of the citizen, right? I really believe that, man. And I think if the America just really be serious about it, serious about everything, you know what I'm saying? After a while, you know what I'm saying? Once everything died down, which it will after a few, well, it might take a couple of years, who knows? But once everything died down and the American people, the Venezuelan people actually having jobs over there, you see what I'm saying? And working, you know what I mean? They'd be happy. I don't believe they would even give a damn, all right? So let's get right into the show. Let's talk about imperialism. imperialism and what it really means, right? So imperialism is not just about armies and flags planted in foreign soil. No, it's about control, influence, and extracting value from other people's land and labor. The method change, but the goal never does, right? So imperialism, right? So, you know what I'm saying, from what I heard, which I never knew this until recently, right, that Venezuela controls the world, have the most oil in Venezuela, in the world, right? That's the most oil. Even Russia and China get oil from Venezuela. I never knew that, right? So, of course, with Donald Trump, right, there is an agenda, you see what I'm saying? But the same agenda, though, right, I got to be optimistic, right? The same agenda, to me, you know, thing could be something positive for the regular Venezuelan people. See what I'm saying? Now, I will say this to whoever the United States government put in charge. I hope they just don't put somebody in charge. Then it's going to start being kind of fishy. They need to have a real serious election and let the people decide of Venezuela who's going to be the next Venezuelan president, man. Because right now, if the American government said this person is in charge, Donald Trump said, you know, he's a good guy. You know how he speaks. He's a good guy. He's going to do a good job. Stuff like that, right? We don't want to hear that crap. Let the Venezuelan people decide who they're going to be, who will be the next president. Have a damn election. You understand me, right? And then America could oversee, make sure the president is doing what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Because right now, if America decides to appoint a president there, then y'all better start thinking. Something ain't right. You understand me? But we'll see as the weeks and months goes on. Will they have an election to so the people will decide? So old imperialism used colonists and governors. Modern imperialism uses trade deals, sanctions, military bases, and debt. The power structure is quieter, but it is more effective, right? So, you know, so with all this the new imperialistic thing that's going on in Venezuela now, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like America, like I said earlier, building them military bases, building a military base over there in Venezuela, right? The part of like imperialism, you know what I mean? You could call it colonizing. Like a lot of countries back in the day colonized the world. You know what I mean? Same stuff, right? Imperial powers don't always conquer countries outright. Sometimes they destabilize them and step in as problem solvers. Chaos becomes an opportunity. And that's what we see right now, right? You know what I'm saying? That Donald Trump, as the president, he said, look, I'm the problem solver. I'm going to solve this problem right now. I'm going to help out the Venezuelan people, right? I am your retribution, as he said when he was campaigning, right? You see what I'm saying? So he's going to be the quote-unquote problem solver for Venezuela. You understand me? But we'll see. You know what I mean? And I guarantee right now, you know what I mean? Some people are upset right now. I'm talking about the Congress. But because, you know, Donald Trump numbers is going down the polls right now. You see what I'm saying? But with this move, we're going to see a year from now, in less than a year, we're going to see what the American people say during the midterms, right? Because it seems like Donald Trump, right, when you think you got him, like I said, this man always finds a way to win, man. Always finds a way to win, right? So resources are always at the center of imperialism, imperial expansion. Gold, oil, minerals, trade routes. History repeats this pattern endlessly. Ideology is usually just the cover story, right? When we invade Iraq, what did George Bush said? Weapons of mass destruction. Did America find a weapon of mass destruction? Hell no, right? Because of the resources Iraq has. You understand me? Every empire justifies itself as necessary. They claim security, freedom, or stability as the reason, but the benefits rarely go to ordinary people. Imperialism rewards those at the top. Corporations, politics, elites, and military contractors gain the most. You hear that? Contractors, right? The public is so fear to accept it. Now, we in Venezuela right now. If Congress could really unite as one, right? But you know, they're not going to do that shit, though. Because they're going to let this administration do what the hell they want to do. But imagine if Congress really, really unite as one. It's okay, we in Venezuela. We talk about it, we might not like it. But let's make sure that this administration is doing the right thing. See what I'm saying? Let's make sure we go there, you're right, we see what's going on. You see what I'm saying? And be honest to the people, right? Let's make sure, right? You know what I'm saying? Because right now, with all this, like I said, with all the military, with all the stuff, they can hire a lot of contractors. You know what I mean? Look at, for example, KBR, man. KBR during the Iraq war, I'm telling you, was a big-time contractor for the United States military, man. Do you know how many people, right for Iraq, do you know how many soldiers that I knew got out after their term was done, got out and worked for KBR? You see what I'm saying? Working for KBR. This is just one contracting company. Working for KBR. Making $100,000 a year overseas. Because, you know, in a war zone too, it's also tax-free. Right? $80,000 of that money was tax-free. Think about it. You're making $100,000 a year. $80,000 is tax-free. So you don't pay taxes on $20,000 off that money. Because, you know what I'm saying? When in a war zone, you don't pay taxes. It's like when I was there in Iraq, which was great. You know what I'm saying? Tax-free money, man. You see what I'm saying? So it could be the same stuff over here. You know how much contracting right now that America is gonna hire to build bases and build buildings over there? There are most people right now that probably get jobs because of that. You sure, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm telling you right now, this might sound crazy, but this is damn time for some black contracting company to start putting their bidding. You see what I'm saying? Because the military, I'll go for the best offer, right? You know what I mean? I would love to see some black contracting companies, man, go there and make the damn money, despite all of what people think. Go over there and make your damn money, because it's coming. You see what I'm saying? So I'd love to see that, man. Trust me. Believe that, right? So I'm still optimistic of what could happen, right? When with what's going on right now, I'm very optimistic. See what I'm saying? So modern imperialism doesn't need occupation. It needs dependency. If a country depends on you, you control it. Like America, just like Donald Trump said yesterday in his damn thing, right? Yeah, we're going to control Venezuela. Basically, Venezuela needs us right now. You see what I'm saying? The president is in jail. Body stand trial. You know what I mean? Donald Trump said he ain't got no faith in the vice president. You understand me? Which I can understand, though, man. You know what I mean? Because the vice president basically do what the president's will, right? You know what I mean? She don't care about the damn Venezuelan people either, right? Has she ever talked against the damn Maduro? I don't know. So economic pressure has replaced brute force. Sanctions can starve a nation without firing a shot. And that is power. The media often avoids calling this imperialism. They soften it with words like foreign policy or national interest. Language hides intent. Imperialism also shapes domestic policies. Leaders gain popularity by projecting strength abroad. Foreign dominance becomes a campaign tool. Empires fear losing relevance. Decline pushes them to act more aggressively. That desperation creates danger. History shows empires don't collapse quietly. They overextended themselves first. Then the cracks show. Imperialism never disappears. It just adapts to the era. And today, it wears a suit instead of armor. To understand modern politics, you must understand imperialism. Without that lens, nothing makes sense. Everything else is noise. And why does resources matter than democracy? Nations always talk about values, but they act on interest, right? Every nation, you know what I mean? Talk about, oh, this, you know what I'm saying? This is value for the people, but they don't care. Resources define those interests, right? Morality comes later, if at all. Because when you think about some country where they have a lot of civil wars, why America don't intervene in a lot of those countries? Because they know resources there. America don't give a damn. So, you know what I mean? Oil still drives global power. Despite green energy talk, dependence remains control, supply, control, leverage. Okay. Rare earth minerals are the new oil. They power technology, weapons, and infrastructure. Without them, modern society stalls. Water is becoming strategic. Food production depends on it. Future conflicts will be shaped by scarcity. Trade routes matter as much as resources themselves. Whomever controls movement controls profit. That's why geography never loses importance, right? So now, let me talk about Greenland real quick. Let's talk about the trade route, right? Greenland is not about ice or population size. It's about location, minerals, and military advantage. That is why powerful nations are suddenly paying attention. You understand me? You remember Donald Trump talked about Greenland before, right? During his campaign, that he wants to control Greenland. Greenland sits at the gateway of the Arctic. As ice melts, new shipping lanes open. Whoever controls that access controls future trade. Rare earth minerals are buried under Greenland's ice. These minerals power smartphones, missiles, and electric vehicles. Without them, modern economies are stalled. The United States already had a military presence there. It's not symbolic, it is strategic. Excuse me. Missile defense and early warning systems depend on it. China has been aggressively pursuing Arctic influence. So has Russia. Greenland becomes a chess piece in a larger game. When Donald Trump floated the idea of buying Greenland, people laughed. But empires don't joke about territory. They telegraph intentions. You know what I mean? People talk trash about Donald Trump. You know what I mean? But Donald Trump knows what the hell he's doing. See what I'm saying? He knows what the hell he's doing. And think about it, right? Despite of what people think, I know in his cabinet that you probably see on TV and all that, we'll be doing some dumb crap. But I guarantee Donald Trump got some smart-ass people behind the scenes right now. That's telling him about these type of things, right? Some smart people, some smart advisors that's behind the damn scene that we don't see on TV. You see what I'm saying? And that should be very scary. You know what I mean? Because Donald Trump, he's not the one, he might be the face. But let's be honest, he's not the one that's controlling the shit. It's those people around him that's really controlling it. Believe it or not. Those damn people around him. Not the one that you see on TV all the time, except for Stephen Miller. See what I'm saying? But the rest of them, they ain't control this shit. Trust me. Buying land sounds absurd to the public, but controlling land rich in resources is ancient strategy. Only the packaging has changed. Denmark rejected the idea publicly, but the interests reveal U.S. priorities. The Arctic dominance matters more than diplomacy. Greenland is lightly governed relative to its value that makes it vulnerable to influence. Power flows where resistance is weakest, right? So, you know what I'm saying? America is basically a superpower. See what I'm saying? That's why we have military presence all over the damn world. And I really believe, right, no matter how trash other people talk, you know what I'm saying? They can't fuck with America, excuse my language, but they can't mess with us. You understand me? You know what I mean? So, yeah, we might not like it, but if you don't get some of these stuff, some of these land, other countries will, the enemies will, like China and Russia. Those countries are really the enemy of the United States. You understand me, right? Yeah, we might be doing trade with them, but militarily, they're the fucking enemy. And imagine if they start controlling stuff. You know what I mean? Imagine that. But I will tell you this, though, about China. China, they're very smart. Because guess what China is doing right now? China is building roads and highways all across the world. Right? So all the other countries owe China. You know what I'm saying? Look at like a country like Uganda in Africa. Right? That's a China-built the airport that they have. That's a China-built airport. So I'm saying? Look at Jamaica. The highway, the interstate. Jamaica, within the past, what, 10, 15 years, building a damn interstate in Jamaica. Highway. The tolls and all that stuff now. Who built it? China. Right? China. So if China can't control certain things, like with the resources in the world, like America's doing, China is going to figure out something else. That's where China defeats America at. You know what I mean? Trust me. Because when you go to a lot of these other countries, you see a lot of Chinese people. A lot of Chinese people, and if they're in Uganda, Ghana, Jamaica, you know, some of them are second generation Chinese born in those countries. You see what I'm saying? And China is, trust me, China know what the hell they're doing. Right? Greenland is not about today, the economy. It's about the next 50 years. Empires think long term. Military planners understand this clearly. Politicians really explain it honestly. The public is kept distracted. Like they do now. They're always trying to distract us, right? These damn politicians, they know what the hell they're doing, right? The Democrats, the Republicans come on TV and they complain about the shit. But let's be honest, man. They're all in the same, to me, they're one government. So they're all the same to me. You know what I'm saying? They might come on TV and complain, right? Get their base pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, I don't get pissed off when although I'm a Democratic voter, right? I don't get mad when I see a Democrat person or a politician come on TV and start complaining about the opposition. You see what I'm saying? Because in my mind, all the damn same. Yeah, because behind the scenes, I guarantee you, half those damn people, when they come on TV and talk trash about each other, they all go to the damn bar. Some of them, if they drink, probably go to the bar and drink and talk shit. You see what I'm saying? Right, go to the damn bar and then drink together, hang out together. You know what I mean? Them and their families, right? Because they all work together. Ain't no way that some of them, those people even on the opposite side, they don't hang out together. Ain't no fucking way some of them don't, right? You can't tell them nothing different. This is imperialism without invasion, control without conquest, and Greenland sits quietly at the center of it, right? That's Greenland. That's the first one. Now let's talk about Nigeria, Africa's energy giant. Remember, Donald Trump just attacked Nigeria, right? So Nigeria is Africa's most populous nation. Population equals labor, markets, and political weight. That alone makes it very important. Nigeria is one of the largest oil producers in Africa. Its crude feeds global markets. Energy-hungry nations depend on its stability. The United States has long relied on Nigerian oil, especially when Middle Eastern supply becomes unstable. Diversification equals security. Nigeria also anchors West Africa politically. If Nigeria destabilizes, the region follows. This scares Washington, right? So imagine, right? If Nigeria just, after just bam, stop Nigeria. It's probably going to mess up the rest of Africa. So Nigeria is very important. You know what I'm saying? And when I think about these damn governments, man, these leadership in these damn countries, right? They have powerful resources at their hand, man. Powerful. And I just would never understand it, man. I think it's only because of greed, right? When these leadership in these countries like Nigeria, right? Because ain't no way you have such great resources and your people are suffering, man. No damn way. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something right now. America, by far, might not be the perfect country. But the way things are in America, right? Americans are used to certain style of lifestyle here in this country. Even the poorest American right now. Even the poorest American right now. See what I'm saying? Right? We use a certain lifestyle here in this damn country, man. Right? Because despite of what people think, America does, in so many ways, kind of take care of the people a little bit, depending, see what I'm saying? We wish we could get into that debate another time. But when it comes to the social issues, period, right, versus other countries, see what I'm saying? Because the type of social program that we have here, majority of the countries in other worlds, other countries don't have it like we have it here. You understand me, right? So I'm saying that, you know, those countries, those leaders in those other countries, man, just don't give a damn about their people. Because if they do, I guarantee the people will be living at least a better life than what they're living. All revenue shapes Nigerian politics. Corruption thrives where money concentrates. Foreign powers exploit that reality. Nigeria represents future markets, not just control or current oil. A growing middle class means consumption. Corruption see opportunity, right? That's what I'm saying, though, man. A lot of people in those countries, man, that's on top, right? They see greed, all about money. They don't give a damn about their damn people, man, because if they could, they'll figure out how, hey, we have all the damn resources. I'm selling my oil to other countries. How can I make sure my people are taken care of? And they wonder why, you know what I'm saying? And they get mad when some of these countries are having a coup right now, right? Like five African countries right now. Right, within the past 3-4 years, you know what I'm saying? The government has been overran because the government there, those countries, aren't taking care of the damn people. You see what I'm saying? China has expanded rapidly in Nigeria. Like I said, China, right? Again, infrastructure deals come with influence. The U.S. does not want to lose ground, right? But like I said earlier, right? China is building things all over the world, man. So they can have their presence everywhere. You understand me? So China is ahead of the curve. Right? You know what I mean? When America be like, F Africa. I guarantee you right now, the only reason why America even think about Nigeria and some of those African countries is because of China. Because they realize China has been doing it for decades. You see what I'm saying? When America be like, you know what, I forget Africa. I don't want to go in Africa. You know what I mean? Besides the small little base they have somewhere, whatever. But forget all that. You know what I mean? But China has been doing this for decades. Nigeria also supplies natural gas. Gas is a bridge fuel of the future that makes it strategically valuable. Nigeria's importance is often invisible to Americans. You hear that? Just like I just said, Nigeria's importance is often invisible to Americans. Africa really leads the new cycle. But power brokers are watching closely. You know, you think China ain't watching? You know what I'm saying? China is ahead of the curve, way ahead of, you know what I'm saying, of America. Diplomatic language hides competition. Behind closed doors, it is ruthless. Africa is the next battleground, right? Nigeria is not just a partner, it is a pivot point. Whoever shaped Nigeria shapes West Africa. Energy, population, and influence intersect here. That combination always attracts imperial attention. History never changes. Just the players. Yeah. Venezuela and oil and defiance, right? So Venezuela sits on the largest proven oil reserve on earth. Let me say that one more time. Venezuela sits on the largest proven oil reserves on Earth. That fact alone explains everything. Politics comes second. Venezuela's oil is heavy crude. It requires specialized refineries. The U.S. has those capabilities, man. Why do you think we over there? You know what I'm saying? It's not about this damn Honduras selling drugs. America don't give a damn about that shit. Trust me. For decades, Venezuela supplied American energy needs. Then politics shifted. Power struggles followed. Sanctions were framed as moral action, but they were economic weapons. All revenue was the real target. So I got a quick question, Ryan. I'm just playing a little devil advocate here for right now. Now, for months in September, right, Donald Trump and Navy had been firing, killing these damn boats that he claimed have drugs on them, right? They have military presence right there in within the Venezuelan region. So you're telling me, right, this Venezuelan president, was he that damn cocky that he think that America wasn't coming after him when he could have freaking left the country months ago? Was he that damn cocky? No. This man probably spent the rest of his life in jail, right? When he, I'm just saying, right? When he could have taken his damn million and gone. Did he, right? Doesn't he pay attention to what America has done in the past? Grenada, Panama, Beirut, all the damn countries. You see what I'm saying? Iraq, right? What did that other touch? What is that cocky? You see what I'm saying? And then taunting that damn Donald Trump too, right? And you think Donald Trump is not going to come at you after you? You're fucking dumb. Sorry, but I just got to say that, right? You don't think America, the way America history is, that they're going to let you stay in power when Donald Trump already said that it's time for regime change, right? It should have been your cue to left the damn country, yeah, months ago. I'm just saying, though, man. That's a thought I had in my head, right? Cutting off oil income weakens government fast. It also hurts civilians first. That collateral damage is accepted, right? Trump's Venezuela policy was aggressive. Maximum pressure was the strategy. Forced regime change without invasion. Latin America has always been treated as a U.S. backyard. The Monroe Doctrine never died. It just evolved. Venezuela's alliance with Russia and China raised alarms. Energy plus rival influence is unacceptable to Washington. Lines were drawn. Capturing or removing leadership sends a message. Defiance has consequences. Power must be demonstrated. Oil prices ripple globally. Control one major supplier and markets react. That leverage is priceless. You know what I mean? Think of what you want to say about Donald Trump. You might not like the man, but he's a very strategic thinker, right? He might come on TV and talk all kind of trash, right? But this man is a very strategic thinker, whether you like it or not, right? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I'm not a Donald Trump fan, right? But I got to call a spade, man. I'm not going to be no hypocrite and say, oh, this is some badass shit. No, I'm not going to be like that. I got to call a spade. This man is a strategic thinker. And just like I said, right, this man has smart people around him behind the scene that we don't see on TV. He's telling him things, what to do, how to act, how to react. You know what I'm saying? No, when he come on TV and he talk crazy, there's nothing they can do about that part. But he's going to execute. Despite of what you think, man. You know what I'm saying? Venezuela shows what happens when resources meet resistance. Punishment becomes policy. The diplomacy disappears, right? The narrative of democracy sells well domestically, but energy security drives decisions. Always has. Venezuela is a warning to other nations. Resources do not guarantee sovereignty. Compliance does. know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a smaller damn nation, right? If you don't comply with these big nations, they're going to invade your ass. You know what I'm saying? They're going to invade you and take your shit any damn way. You know what I mean? That's why all the countries have to have a strong damn military. All is both blessing and curse. It attracts attention, and attention brings pressure. Now, let's talk about these, right? These three places seem unrelated, right? Unrelated. But they share one trait. They sit on power. Greenland holds future minerals. Nigeria holds present energy. Venezuela holds massive reserves. Different continent, same logic. Control, access, shape outcomes. Empire adapts globally. Trump's approach made this explicit. No Florida language, just leverage. Diplomacy became transactional. What do you have? What can we gain? This approach shocked traditional politicians, right? But it followed imperial logic. They've been doing this shit since the beginning of damn time, man. Blunt, not subtle. Greenland represents tomorrow's wars. Nigeria represents today's stability. Venezuela represents defiance. The U.S. can't afford to lose influence in any of them. Each represents a different strategic front. Together, they map global dominance. Resources shape alliance. They also shape enemies. Let me say that again. They also shape enemies. Neutrality is rare. Trump understood this instinctively. Whether people like him or not, he played power politics. Critics focused on his language. Supporters focused on results. The system kept moving. Imperial strategy doesn't need elegance. It needs effectiveness. That is reality. These cases reveal America's priority. Security over sentiment, leverage over values. Together, they prove the thesis. Who controls the resources controls the power, right? And I'm going to say this, man. Despite of what you think of Donald Trump, right? He's setting America up for success, I think. But I'm going to say this, just like I said earlier. With that comes a lot of enemy. You see what I'm saying? So I advise you, all your American people out there who are listening to this right now, please be vigilant. You understand me? I know some of y'all like to go in the crowds. Stop going into all the damn crowds where the thousands of people be at. Especially outside somewhere. Stop that shit. Because I'm telling, excuse me, I'm telling about these damn people, right? These people play the long game. That's how I feel, right? My way to damn Donald Trump is out of office before something tragic happened. I believe that. You see what I'm saying? They might wait till Donald Trump is all out of because one thing, Donald Trump ain't going to play with your ass. He's not going to play with you. Act stupid if you want, but one thing I would say, he's going to fucking, you know what I'm saying, destroy some shit. You know what I mean? He's going to destroy some stuff. Right? So just be vigilant, man. Because I think, just like, matter of fact, one time I was watching a damn documentary about Bin Laden, right? I think it was the Navy SEAL or whoever captured whoever captured Bin Laden, right? The elite, I think it was the Navy SEAL. Those are probably the most elite type of people in the freaking military, man. You know what I mean? From what I heard, the Navy SEAL is like the hardest military school ever, right? The elite, and the elite for a reason. But I watched some kind of documentary about it, and they're talking about Bin Laden, right, when they captured Bin Laden. You know, this man, Bin Laden, had been plotting against America for like 10, 15 years, right? For a long time, this man had been plotting against America. And then in 2001, 9/11 happened. You see what I'm saying? So you don't think somebody, even some young dude right now, that's probably 15, 20, not 50, but like 20 years old right now, young, thinking about this shit. You see what I'm saying? And not going to be plotting against America? You must be crazy if you think like that. You know what I mean? And this person is going to wait the long game. They're going to gather up the crew and gather up the damn army. You see what I'm saying? And brainwash their people so they can follow them. Right? You know what I mean? That's all I really think right now. That people are plotting. Because a lot of people don't like America, man. A lot of people know a lot of countries, they do not like America. Right? They think of America as a bully. That America bully other people. You understand me? So I really believe that, you know what I mean, people plotting. And sometimes I think, though, man, because, you know, I'm a retired vet, right? And I'm always, you know what I'm saying, want to encourage young people to join the military, especially if their life isn't going how they want it to go, right? The military could give them like a stepping stone to better their life. I really believe that, truly believe that, right? But in today's time, do you really want to join the military in today's time? You see what I'm saying? When you see what's going on? I don't want to discourage anybody from not joining. You know what I mean? But when you think about what's going on right now, is this the right time to really join the United States military? You know? Sometimes I think it might be a good thing if a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying, life isn't going the way they plan, they could join just to get a start, you know what I'm saying, a better life, you know what I mean? Because the one thing about the military, man, if you use the military correctly, you could get a much better life when you're in the military, right? And then, you know what I'm saying, you do your little 3 years or your 20 years, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? As long as you set yourself up for success when you decide to get out. You know what I mean? And with that note, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.